So today, as we celebrate the feast day of Bartholomew, one of the things we notice, you read, as I mentioned, about Nathanael, and scholars think Nathanael and Bartholomew are the same, but what strikes me about a feast day like this and the 12 apostles is that we don't even really know what his name is. We're not even sure who he is. In our faith, we always remember the big, flashy people. We can name them off pretty quickly. You know, if we name the list of the 12 apostles, we know Peter, James, and John. You know, just because we know Doubting Thomas. They seem to, some people just kind of stick out and everybody knows them. And they're pretty influential in the faith. We repeat a lot of things about them. And then there are others we don't know. But the church still gives them a great feast day, recognizing that there are many, many people that are quietly important people who do God's work, and yet we don't really even know their names. We're not even sure who they are. Some right in our parish, maybe some even sitting right around you. Very important people to God and the faith, but yet carry no name to us. Not even sure who they are. And the good that they do for God will probably live on for a very long time. You know, and today it's like Jesus knew Nathanael, Bartholomew, knew him before Philip had even called him. And yet, and so too with us, right? God knows the good that many of us do, that many of you do. And most of the world will not know the good and maybe go unnoticed. And yet, we believe the faith and the foundation of our faith is built on the faith of these apostles. You know, these people who were very faithful to God, and yet sort of sit in the shadows. And there are many, I think, in a parish who fit that very same. This could be their patron saint, Philip and Bartholomew. You know, they do such good work. They're the ones who really keep things alive. They're the ones who really keep things going, and we don't even know who they are. Even somewhat simple as doing the linens for the Mass. Most people don't even know their names. And yet, that is a crucial part of us celebrating Mass. It doesn't happen without it. And so one of the things I guess we remember is that in our time, and in St. Therese, talking about the small things that we do with great love, that not everybody is into the flashy, into the news, you know, and all the things that occupy the minds of the church, the people in the church, and all the fighting that goes back and forth. And it's like, you know, that's a small group of people that in a parish, it's, and in the Catholic, in our faith, it's filled with the majority of us who do just the good that God calls us to do, just like the apostles did. And we won't make any headlines, for sure. No one will probably even repeat some of the things we said or did and be inspired by them. And yet, they still are called apostles. And the church still considers them very important people.